Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor lift, brings you Night Editor. The press is rolled for another story from the newsroom as Hal Verdick tells us his delightfully humorous yarn about old Judge Obadiah Trent, titled The Law's Delay.
People on the main street of Terryville were surprised that morning to see Heber Trafton driving sedately into town, followed by Constable Ed Gates on his motorcycle. Then, amazed, as the constable waved Trafton to a stop, and a moment later was escorting the sputtering, protesting driver across the street to Judge Obie's office.
Friends, when I say that Edwards coffee is good coffee, that's a real understatement. Because Edwards coffee is better than good. It's a special blend of Central and South America's finest coffees, blended the careful, custom way, according to Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal formula, to bring you an extra flavor lift. Sincerely, money can't buy better coffee. So try delicious Edwards coffee and see for yourself. If you don't thoroughly enjoy its extra flavor lift, your money will be refunded. Edwards coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, the pressure of getting out the early editions left little time for relaxation from the newsroom grind tonight. But at last, Hal and his young desk man, Bob, have found a few minutes' breathing spell. And right now, in the kitchen of the food editor's office, down the hallway...
Pull up a chair, boss. Coffee's on.
Yeah, right, Bobby. Oh, and don't forget to put that Edwards jar back on the shelf before we leave.
Not a chance. The last time I forgot it, I got a real balling out from Jane Holmes.
Before I forget... Have you assigned someone to cover the governor's speech at that war memorial dedication in Wickford next Sunday?
Oh, sure. Barney's going up there with a photographer, Hal.
Yeah, good. I'd sort of like to be making that trip myself, Bobby. Give me a chance to stop off at Terryville and look up my old friend Judge Obie.
Terryville? Don't tell me that whistle stop rate's a judge.
Justice of the Peace, to be correct. Yeah, Justice of the Peace, Obadiah Trent. Also the town's leading hay, grain, and feed merchant. He's a great old character.
All right, Hal. Slide the sugar my way, and I'll be ready to listen to it.
Hmm? Listen to what?
The story about Judge Obie. Don't tell me there isn't one.
Oh, one? I expect there are hundreds of them if I could ever have time to dig them out, Bobby. But there is one, I know. One that might be titled The Law's Delay. The story of Judge Obie and old Heber Trafton and Millie Davis. You see, everyone in Terryville knew what was happening to Millie. Knew that Trafton was about to take her home away from her on a foreclosure sale to cover some debts left by her late father. And there was nothing the modest folk of Terryville could do about it, much as they disliked old Skinflint Trafton. He wanted the place more than he did the money. It adjoined his farm a mile down the other side of the river from town. The new state highway would go by it someday. The property would be worth a lot more than the amount he loaned on it. Nothing would stop Heber from taking it. Then, late afternoon, the day before the foreclosure sale was to be held in Wickford, the county seat, Millie came tearing into Obadiah's feed store and the office, which also served as a courtroom, so excited it looked like electric sparks were shooting from her glowing smile. After a breathless moment, she thrust a letter into his hands. It was from an insurance company and informed her that she was a beneficiary in an insurance policy left by an aunt. The money was waiting for her in the company's office, nearly $4,000. Judge Obie looked up, smiling.
Well, now, say, that's mighty good news, Millie. Sort of makes up for what Heber Trafton is planning to do to you.
Makes up for it? Why, Judge Obie, this fixes everything. I can pay him off and keep the place for Mother and me. Obadiah tugged at one ear.
I wonder.
Why not? All told, I only owe him around $3,700.
Don't want to be a killjoy, Millie, but may not work out, you figure. Foreclosure sale set for 1:30 tomorrow. You've got to go clear at the city to get your money. Office ain't open till 9. Best driving you can do. It's going to be, near 2 o'clock time you get back to Wickford. Right smack at 1:30, Heber's going to be there and bid in the property. Even if you're there in time to bid, he'll go higher.
Oh, no, Judge Obie. Surely he can't do that.
Not only can, but will, sure as fate. Couldn't keep him from that sale with a 10-gauge double-barrel shotgun.
They sat there silent, looking out the window, watching a car move slowly down the street and rumble across the old wooden bridge over Preston River.
There's Heber now, heading for home.
And I'd like to follow him and tie him up or do something to him so he couldn't get to that sale tomorrow.
Well, we might pry a couple planks out of the bridge so he couldn't get back across it tomorrow. Learn things for rickety, wouldn't be much of a job.
There was another long silence. The girl stood up wearily. Well, I won't bother you any longer. If anyone could figure out a way to stop him, you could. Guess I'm licked. Thanks for listening to me and... Millie! Obadiah's hand hit the desk with a bang that made her jump. By jing! Well, what is it, Judge Obie? Craziest idea I ever had in my life. Maybe it won't work. Most likely not. But now, looky here, Millie. Early tomorrow morning, you head for the city. You get your hands on that money soon as you can, then hit back for Wickford. With luck, you should be there pretty soon after 1:30 to bid in your property for what's due on it. And what about Heber? He'll be there to outbid me. You said yourself. Never mind what I said. Do as I'm telling you. Could be something will happen to delay Heber from getting there. Yeah. Now, you get yourself out of here and leave me to do some thinking. Of which, same, I've got plenty to do, including a little study of the law. Late the following morning, people on Terryville's one block of Main Street observed Constable Ed Gates coming out of Judge Obie's office after a long conference. They saw him mount his motorcycle and go clattering across the bridge, then head down the river road toward the Trafton place. If they wondered about it, they were amazed a half hour later to see Hebert Trafton driving toward town, followed by the constable, and then bowled over when, just as the car left the bridge and turned into Main Street, Ed Gates pulled up beside it, waved Hebert to a stop, and a moment later was escorting the sputtering driver across the street to Judge Obie's office. Trafton exploded when he entered the room. Will you tell this fool constable to stop annoying me?
Morning, Hebert. Something matter?
Matter? This confounded idiot says I'm arrested for speeding.
Indeed, now. Well, speeding's a serious offense, Heber.
But I wasn't speeding, and he knows it. He trailed me all the way into town from my place. He knows I didn't go over 25 miles an hour at any time. You tell him so, Gates. You know right well it's true.
No, Heber, just a minute. If the constable has arrested you for breaking the law, we'll have to hear the case in the proper manner.
Well, Heber can be quick about it. I have other things to do better than being subjected to this tomfoolery.
Judge Obie's eyes strayed to the clock on the wall.
Sorry, Heber, but it's just 12:00. Court always adjourns at noon. We'll have to hear the charge later.
Very well. I've got business over in Wickford, and I'll stop on my way back. But I'm warning you, Obadiah Trent.
Just a minute, Heber. Afraid I can't let you leave the jurisdiction of the court until the case has been heard.
Not leave? What do you mean?
Oh, got to hold you in custody. Constable, escort your prisoner to town lockup and hold him there till I send for him.
To the lockup? Have you gone crazy? Well, I won't stand for it. You take your hands off me, Ed Gates. I'll have the law on all of you, the real law, not some trumped-up nonsense that...
But the constable was carrying out his duties with firmness and dispatch, leading the purple-faced victim from the room and down the street to Terryville's one-cell jail. Judge Obie sat there alone, a worried frown creasing his forehead. Then he picked up the phone, called his home.
It's me, Martha. I just want to tell you I won't be home for lunch.
Huh? Fresh gooseberry pie.
Oh, darn. Well, save it for me. Might be you'll have to send me sheriff to county jail if Heber Trafton has his way. Huh? Nothing. I'll explain later. For now, I'm going up the river and do a little fishing. Got an idea I'll do better to kind of keep out of sight the next couple hours. Yeah, goodbye, Martha.
It was a little before 2:00 when Judge Obie returned to his office to find an anxious Constable Gates awaiting him with a report that their prisoner had subsided into a grim silence. At exactly 2:00, the phone rang, and over the wire he was hearing an ecstatic Millie report that the foreclosure sale was over, and she was now once again in full possession of her property. He ordered her to hurry on home to Terryville. At 2:45, Millie arrived. At 3:00, his face dark as a thundercloud, Heber was brought before the battered desk that served as Judge Obie's bar of justice. His eyes took in Millie's smiling face, hurried on by her to rest on Obadiah.
So, just as I suspected, this was a trumped-up piece of skullduggery to keep me from that foreclosure sale.
Court will come to order.
Court! Court! You're going to find out what happens in court before I'm through with you, Obie Trent. False arrest, criminal assault, full damages for the value of that property. You and your tool, Ed Gates, are going to hear a lot more about this. You'll know all about courts. Yes, and jails.
Judge Obie, Millie's voice was tinged with fear. He can't do all that to you, can he? You haven't gotten into trouble trying to help me.
Silence, everybody. Silence. Now, Constable, what's the charge against this man? Well, according to you, Judge Obie, speeding.
How fast was he going?
Well, clocked him all the way into town like you told me to. Never went less than 20. Yeah, looks like you're guilty, Heber.
Guilty of what? The state law gives me the right to drive.
The road you was on ain't never been made a part of the state highway system. Still a township road.
Well, what difference does that make?
Oh, considerable, considerable. Under a lawful ordinance of the township of Terryville, I could keep you in jail 24 hours. Howsomever, I'm going to be generous and let your sentence be the 3 hours you already spent there. Town lockup's damp and drafty. Your rheumatism be cruel and inhuman punishment to keep you there overnight.
And just what is this ordinance?
All eyes were on the smiling face of Judge Ovi.
Well, it's an old one, but it's never been revoked. I could read it to you out of the book, but I'd rather show you. Yeah, come on with me.
They followed him out of the office and down the street. Millie and Ed Gates worried. Heber grim. Only Judge Obie appeared to be enjoying it. At last they stopped.
Yeah, now then. There you are, Heber. In plain sight for all and sundry to read and be warned.
Their eyes followed his pointing finger. Up, up to the wooden superstructure of the old bridge. Up to the dusty, long-neglected sign to whose words Obadiah gave voice.
Notice, 24 hours in jail or $10 fine for driving over this bridge faster than a walk.
He turned to Heber with an impish grin.
Ed says you never drove less than 20 miles an hour coming into town, which includes crossing the bridge. And I reckon 20 miles an hour is faster than a walk. And now, Millie, whilst Heber goes home to consider his sins and how they kept him from that foreclosure sale, you and I are going out to our house. Mother made fresh gooseberry pie today, which is the best darn thing I know about for a celebration.
Friends, if you try Edwards Coffee, you'll discover right off that it really does give you an extra flavor lift. That's because the Edwards people blend and roast the careful, custom way under Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal supervision. The choice coffee beans used in the exclusive Edwards blend are even pre-selected for size, shape, and color, blended by flavor, not by weight, and always in small batches for finer control. Each batch is roasted by the heated air thermal process, not by direct flame, so all the richness of flavor stays right in the coffee. Yes, and to bring you the full natural coffee flavor at its peak of freshness, each pound is immediately ground and vacuum-packed. Edwards is delicious coffee, believe me. Try a pound and see. If you don't thoroughly enjoy its extra flavor lift, your money refunded. Edwards Coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, Hal, I'm sure we all hope that Judge Olby comes back in another yarn soon. Well, what's ahead for next week?
Well, Officer Danny O'Hearn had two great desires. First, to get the man who murdered his father. And second, well, that had to do with the future of Mary Foran and the watchful eye of Mother Foran. All of which is combined in a yarn titled Time Saver, and one I hope you'll all enjoy when I tell it in the newsroom next week. Good night.
Join us next week at the same time when the Roar of the Presses brings us another Night Editor story written and told by Hal Burdick. This is Bill Baldwin saying good night for Edwards Coffee.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.